like some kind of biblical, epical, unbelievable scene.
They're beautiful people.
Hi, welcome to Redwood City, the first happening of a happening decade. This is the first national happening of this happening decade. A loving, a living, a being in 36 hours of non-stop top pop to New Zealand's top band.
It's
going to be a revolution.
Sure he does, yeah, totally.
Guys, you have a great mission out there. But first, I've got to remind you, the police and the security service.
I understand you're up here for this morning, waking up some and seeing if it will have it.
So let's cool it and have a groovy scene.
They still seem to attract a strong following of hippies.
Remember that there was quite a turnout of long hair, beads, sackcloth and ashes, all looking like extras from Woodstock.
From backyard birthdays to full-blown DIY freakouts, this is the Festival Report.
I heard stories of after taking something like 12 hours to get from Auckland down to here last night.
That's right, it's time for the Festival Report, and we are talking New Year's Eve situations, and old mate Will Saunders has strutted on into the 95 BFM studio. Good to see you, my friend.
Hey, kia ora, guys. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Now, the Gunslinger's Ball has moved from the King's Arms, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. the King's
and
Arms.
And you guys are in Whammy and Wine Cellar on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I think there's, it's not the first time it's actually been in that setting. I remember going one year at the Situations, and I think I was playing solo, and it's before we even started the Lowest Fidelity, mm-hmm. and seeing the bunch of bands down there, and it was still the same great space, and just the I think the whole thing of the Gunslinger's Ball is whichever space it's in. Obviously, the hallowed arms of the King's Arms, the hallowed halls of the King's Arms, are one thing. But I think wherever it sets up, it just invades it with this good feeling. Everyone's up for it. It's a great music. Anyone, you know?
Well, I mean, what's the idea behind the Gunslinger's Ball?
I think it's well, you have to ask Bernie the actual
He's not here.
Things, no, exactly. But next time you see him, you have to say, hey, so why did you actually start this whole mad thing up and do it year after year after year? But yeah, as I think it just gets better and better. It's been several times. I think it might be in the double digits, you know. It's been many of them, and it just, as I say, it's just increased every year by the numbers and the people are coming on, and tickets are nearly sold or half sold out, so you better not sleep on it. I've been told that it's going to be a case of get them now.
I'd imagine it would be kind of walk-up situation as well for people that are like stranded in town. It's like, what's the rad thing to do? And then this kind of pokes its head out, doesn't it?
Well, the thing is, it's a good thing because it's always there, and so especially we get a lot of people who are like guitar. You know, if you're into guitar music, that sort of thing. I think the idea behind it being that, you know,
and Whammy Wine Cellar also is like, that's just like a place to go, just like King's Arms was, you know.
It's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a good vibe, you know, good times, and a diverse bunch of people, you know, and that's the good thing about it. It's not just sort of one, you know, straight linear line of sort of types. You know, a lot of people have come along to it who I've known and then gone, I didn't know what to expect, but man, that was good. And are they going to do it again next year? Because damn, that was actually, as I say, if you like guitar music, songwriters, lyrics, you know, ranging from, and a broad spectrum this year as well, you know, like basically if you can think of something to do with guitars and songwriting and actually being, you know, and you know, lyrics, I'm a sucker for lyrics, telling a story and that, you know. And as anyone who's heard Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men or any of his past bands or work would know, you know, check out his Audio Culture page because that tells the whole story better than I ever could, you know.
Should we bust one out? Should we kick this set off? You've brought a few little tunes up for us of bands playing the Gunslinger's Ball.
That's the one. So yeah, this year we've got is a great range, and one of the people that you would have heard on the advertisements that BFM's been playing is Kendall Elise.
Mm-hmm. We've actually had her in studio.
Amazing artist, and at the end of the day, you know, her new single Clock Tower just came out I think maybe a week or two ago, and I think it's really fantastic. And so yeah, I thought we'd line that up, and you can hear her, and she's going to be there with her band as well, so nice. Get ready for this, man, coming
full strength.
Thank you.
stumble into you. Words stumbling from my lips. There are moments my hands are outstretched, palms glistening from your teeth.
Kendall Elise right there with The Clock Tower, of course playing the Gunslinger's Ball down there at Whammy Wine Cellar on New Year's Eve. And let me just run through the lineup here. We've got Bernie Griffin, of course, and the Thin Men, Swampland, Dirty Murder, Railway Pie, the Kendall Elise Band, Show Me Where It Hurts, The Lowest Fidelity, Will's right here, g'day mate, how's it going?
Hello, mate.
And Lewis Jarloff and The Lonesome. As Will was saying, there's kind of, there's a few different flavours of... of guitar situations for if you like that kind of thing for New Year's.
Who doesn't like some guitars breaking in of a brand new year that's going to be lots better than the last one, without a doubt.
definitely good cheers it up music for sure.
Now, Will, do you want to tell us a little bit about your band, The Lost Fidelity?
Yeah, basically it's myself and Stu and Glenn, who are from a band, The Situations, as well. And I met those guys years ago, my old band, The Quick and the Dead. We went on a little tour and, you know, played some shows with them. And then it was like, oh, I was, starting on a new thing after The Quick and the Dead. And they were like, let's, have a jam. Sure. So, yeah, do it. And so, yeah, we came up with these songs and stuff like that and doing this. And, it's hard. Sometimes a tyranny of distance, you know, and changing times, changing lives, you know, people move and, you know, jobs, things like that. So I'm always kind of in the same place. So I just keep myself busy. Yeah, when, you know, and it's hard to leave the house.
The world is tornadoes around.
As far as it goes, we kind of, when we come together, it's always that same sort of, you're back into the same zone again, you know. So we may not play as much as we used to, but by the same token, we'll still deliver. So it's gonna be fun.
And this track that you've queued up comes off the record with a cute little pig running at full speed with a mini sweater on.
That's right. This is the life.
And it's kind of like, say, sort of psychedelic, shined off as well. It's a great cover.
Oh, thanks. Well, I like the fact that it's an image of like an animal that's definitely been helped by a human hand. And if you look at it, it's just enjoying life so
it's
much.
It's ripping,
and
it's running along, away.
But it's like, so anyone who's got a copy of the CD, I'd recommend that you actually open it up and actually have a look inside, because there's like a little kind of Easter egg in there. We know where little pigs end up. And I'm not saying there's a rasher of bacon in every CD put out, but it's something very similar.
Jerky bacon.
Though it had that human hand and it's very cute, we know where lots of little piggies end up, and that's in the frying pan for humans. So anyway, that's The Little Things Behind the Cover. listen to Lies. Anyway, it's our song about the fact that we were told a bunch of things that may or may not have been true for all.
Listen to lies. I caught up with you,
the lowest fidelity. Listen to Lies. Old mate Will Saunders is here, vocals and guitar.
That's right, yeah. And so, you know, that's a sort of angle of some, you know, our sort of clattering about that you're going to hear. But there's so many different
clattering about.
Yeah, there's so many sort of different sort of styles and energy, and you know, some of the songwriting and, you know, the lyricism is, you know, some of the best sort of stuff you're going to see in New Zealand, let alone Auckland, and let alone at New Year's. So
Bernie's,
you know,
got connect. Bernie's got people, should we say? Bernie has people.
He's got
you could say that about Bernie.
He knows it. Yeah, he knows it, man. Yeah.
We are talking Gunslinger's Ball, of course, ring in 2019, out there at the catacombs of Cairo, the wine cellar and the Wayne Bar situation. I was telling Will earlier that one of the posters is on Simon Street, and I saw a couple of what are obviously tourists, because they had that, they had the socks and sandal situation going and whatnot, and they were doing a little pose in front of the poster because the poster looks so mint.
Oh, bless.
So it's a great, it's a really good looking poster.
Thanks for it.
Nice blues.
Nice
and
to hear.
Nice and good amount of drip. Yeah, it's very nice.
Now, it is getting very, 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 very close to New Year's, and there are loads of you out there that haven't decided to go anywhere. So this is a bloody good option. It's nice and central, kicks off at 7:30, goes through till 2:30. It's going to be a bloody great night, isn't it?
It's going to be awesome, and don't snooze on it, because these things have a habit of ramping up, you know, at the end of it. You know, grab your tickets now, folks. I think all the links are on Facebook there, you know, the Gunslinger's Ball Shindig. And, yeah, you should, you know, as I say, if you're in town and you like guitars, there can be no better place.
And good family atmosphere as well, I can imagine, all these... these good people in these bands.
It totally is. I think that's what we were mentioning before off air. It seems to be a direct correlation with the talent and songwriting and music,
yeah,
and just how much of not an asshole a lot of these people are. You know? And so, I really enjoy all of the company, and it's going to be an awesome night. And I like the fact my favorite time is when we've finished our thing, then we hop off stage, and I can just enjoy everyone else's music being played and get in the spirit of things.
Right
know?
On,
for
right
sure,
on.
For sure.
Shall we go out with the man himself, Bernie Griffin?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men off their new album, Doors Wide Open. And I swear to God, this is going to be awesome. So come along, guys.
It's where can people get tickets, do we know? Under the radar.
Tickets under the radar, $25 or $30 on the door.
Sweet.
I mean, and, you know, if you want to give any away, you're more than welcome.
Oh, shit.
And I just got a text from Bernie
We've actually got a pass here. If anybody would like to go to the Gunslinger's Ball, 309-3879-309-3879 is the phone number.
There
or
we go.
5395 is the text line. Let's go into Bernie Griffin and the Thin Men. You're the first caller, and so you get it. It's that simple.
Wow, that is simple.
We like to keep it simple, mate. It's the end of the year. Let's not overthink things.
Wow.
Thanks, mate. I'll take it off air and we'll get into it.
Thank you.
So there you go, folks. It's tickets are hot. Come on down.
I've been running around, almost losing my head, getting lost and getting found again. You've been asking questions of my behavior. I feel like a body full of swollen glands. Laugh and cry and look at me, love and doubt and fury in your eyes. Why can't you be a steady man? And all I can do is sigh. Stop it anymore. My brain exploded, and I'm bouncing off the walls, and I just can't focus. I argue with myself. Hopefully in time it'll fade away. Thank you. once in a family. This kind of thing, concentration seems so hard to find. Although I must say, I see it everywhere. I'm far from perfect, release me from your eyes. My brain exploded, I can't stop it anymore. My brain exploded, and I'm bouncing off the walls, and I just can't focus. I argue with myself.
You get to know more people, and you'll get to know more songs, and go to a party and party up large, and then you get to know, you know what I mean? No, you don't.
The Festival Report.
Came to see a bit of a revolution.